Hello, I'm Jason Ball, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we just explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, and we're making a big dent in it. I'm here with my friends, Jackie and Vanessa.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I'm an ultimate Friends fan. Got all my stuff, and I watch it every day.
Yeah, I'm Vanessa Martinez, the newbie in the group, and I am watching all the episodes for the first time.
And I am enjoying revisiting this whole phenomenon of Friends. So let's see what happened on the 78th episode. It's the one with Joey's new girlfriend, premiered on October 30th, 1997, to 23.35 million viewers. Jackie, give us an overview.
Yes. So Ross and Rachel continue their bitter banter. Again, it's hilarious. I love it. And they try to make each other jealous by dating people that they don't really, that don't turn out to be who they think they are. Phoebe ends up sick and singing sexy. And then Joey gets a new girlfriend, but Chandler ends up falling for her too. So this is the beginning of Chandler and Joey, like, the, really testing their friendship with this. So we get a new character.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with Phoebe and her cold. Because that's funny. It's like Joey and Chandler, it's serious. But Phoebe and her cold, she gets sick and she ends up singing. She thinks she sounds really good.
I liked it too. I thought, in all honesty, she did sound a little better with her cough, her sexy voice.
Yeah. It's like her bluesy, like, I'm sexy.
It almost feels like she, even though this is not true, because I was going to say she's channeling Amy Winehouse or something, but Amy Winehouse didn't come along until much later.
Amy Winehouse was little by the time this episode was aired.
I don't know if she was born yet.
Yeah. So, and the whole thing with her getting sick and then she loses it and then Monica gets sick and then she's like trying to lick Monica's like cup of noodles or it was just gross.
Well, watching it now with COVID and the pandemic, everything, yes. It's even creepier, yes. Right?
Like, I saw it. That was so funny. Yeah.
Stop sneezing and stop
coughing.
Stop licking the cup, trying to. Oh, it was just.
All I could think of is like when Phoebe was coughing. It's like, I sound, yeah, so great. And she started coughing. Right. I was like, oh, COVID.
I thought
yeah.
That's
right.
Where's your mask? Because anytime nowadays, obviously, like, if somebody sneezes and you look and it's like, do they got their mask on or did they do it in a tissue? You know, it's like, what do you got?
It's true.
There was this one guy who went to Costco recently and he had his mask on and we were at the cash register and he was coughing in his mask. It was so gross.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny though, how Phoebe realized like she had such a great singing voice. And like you said, when she lost it, she was like, ah, help, you know, like she wanted it so bad. Another note with Phoebe too, in this episode, was I thought it was funny how Phoebe kisses Gunther.
I was going to say.
And then Gunther talks to Rachel like he cheated on her.
Oh, that's the best. I think that's like, that was such a, because it's at the very end during the credits. I thought that was such a cute way to like cap it off because it ends so seriously with, you know, Joey and Chandler. So.
I thought that was very cute too. I thought it was very funny that she will do anything, even kiss Gunther to get the cold back. And then he apologizes to Rachel. She has no idea what he's talking about. I love that little subplot that's just kind of keeps popping up here and there about his obsession with
her.
It's very cute. Yeah. But she has no idea. She's completely oblivious to it.
Yeah. And she was oblivious to the fact too, that, with a guy she was dating, she was like, this isn't going anywhere.
Well, and then okay, so maybe she was oblivious that Ross was in love with her too. So maybe now in real life, maybe in the Friends universe, Rachel and Gunther are married.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, goodness. Yeah, that'd be his dream come true. But her and Ross, this is another funny part because we'll get to the serious in a bit, but like her and Ross start dating other people to make each other jealous and their bitter banter continues. I just thought it's just everything between them was just so well played. So well played.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. I liked it. I thought, you know, it was so funny that Rachel just had to, you know, go date a college boy, Josh. Mm-hmm. And then, the bitter banter, like you said, between both of them was super good, especially when she goes, he's never stepped in a museum. And Ross says, maybe he'll go on a class trip.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny. All those little quick comebacks were definitely really good.
And then yeah. Ross ends up dating somebody, but it's mostly like kid play dates. And then he thinks he's going to go on a date, brings a bottle of wine. And then he's actually babysitting for her.
And she's like, hopefully sometime I can do this for you.
Yeah.
That was very funny. But I love how Monica knows what's going on from the very beginning and calls him like, when, you know, Ross comes in and is talking about his date, she goes, Rachel's not here. He goes, oh, okay. And then when she kisses, and then Rachel kisses the guy, Ross isn't here. So she stops. It's very funny.
Yeah.
She knows what's going on all the way around. Yeah. And then calls him out at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's sick too. And she's still just like, kind of like taking his back seat and watching it all go down. And then she has to call him out while she's sick. Like, you're a babysitter.
Oh, yeah, I'm at this point, they should just get back together. If they're going to be acting like this, they just need to get back together. Why not? Clearly
they are still into each other, or I don't know, jealous of each other or whatever. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I almost think like for them to get back together, you know, you have to, it's such a big deal that like, I think they're letting it breathe and letting other people have a chance to like focus on the main relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I think that the whole bitter banter and the whole funny thing is just, it's just the continued gag throughout it, because now they have to give the other characters a chance to create something more substantial than Ross and Rachel if they ever could.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, they could still be substantial. I mean,
that's true.
It's still, I mean, you know,
yeah, but I think it would be overshadowed. But if other relationship would be overshadowed if Ross and Rachel was going on, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't you think? Like, if especially if they got back together at this time, so
it's not the main storyline now.
Yeah,
it needs to be. You know, it gives other opportunities for other storylines, and then we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. So, and speaking of other substantial storylines, let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about Chandler and Joey and Joey's new girlfriend Kathy and this whole triangle. Be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, and we're back. So the main emotional part of this is Joey gets a new girlfriend. Her name's Kathy. And Chandler ends up seeing her while she's waiting for Joey's date, and then kind of starts to like her and fall for her right away almost. And it just creates a big, big storyline for their friendship, and it really tests their friendship. So this is the beginning of that. And it's kind of interesting to see how that will develop.
She's pretty. I see why they both like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can really see
personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can really see like Chandler just really likes her. Like it hurts him to see them together.
Yeah.
Well, they seem like they would actually be good together because they have good conversations. They're fun together. They have good banter. You really don't see what the relationship with Joey and her are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Cause they met in acting class. Mm-hmm. And Joey said, and she told Chandler that Joey picked all the like making out scenes for them. So I thought that was funny, but she does seem like a better fit for Chandler, you know, especially when they're waking up in the middle of the night to watch Ernie Kovacs. I had to Google who that was.
I don't really know who that is either.
Yeah, I guess he was a big comedian back in the black and white days.
Okay.
So
that's too old for me, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. So, and they bonded over that, and then he realized he really likes her. But then Joey keeps thinking, yeah, I gave Janet a chance, you have to give Kathy a chance. And then Chandler outright says everything, but Joey's like, okay, never mind, I thought you were being sarcastic, you know.
It's just really funny where he didn't realize that he's being truthful.
So, but this is the beginning of something bigger that we'll explore in next episodes. But Kathy is played by Paget Brewster. And she's still currently acting today. She voices various women on American Dad, the cartoon. And then she BoJack Horseman as well. And then she was Emmy nominated for the cartoon DuckTales. But you can actually see her in Criminal Minds as Emily Prentice. And then there's two episodes. I watched this Ryan Murphy show, Hollywood. I watched that in the past year. She was in two of those episodes. So,
do you guys watch BoJack Horseman?
No. BoJack,
no, but I've seen the promos and I've seen like stuff of it.
It is very funny.
It is?
I mean, it's definitely for mature audiences. Yes. It's very funny.
It's like an adult cartoon.
It's very hilarious inside LA too.
Oh, interesting. So yeah, she does voiceover work, and then DuckTales, you know, is the cartoon as well. And they brought that back. I remember I used to watch DuckTales when I was a kid. And I remember seeing the headline being like, oh, they're bringing it back, DuckTales. Woo. So she does that. But last year she actually tweeted about Friends, and she says, when I was guesting on Friends and I wasn't in a scene on shoot nights, she climbed up to the lighting catwalks above the stage and the audience to watch everyone. She's all a huge insurance no-no, but I regret none of it. So I think it's cool that she was like still wanted to see what everybody else is doing, the reaction and stuff. So, you know, she knew what she knew the gravity of, you know, being there on Friends and then wanted to see it in action.
I heard that she actually got along with the whole cast, mm-hmm. and that when they found out her final episode was coming up, that they tried to extend her storyline, but they said no.
Oh, interesting.
I think we need to ask her to confirm. Yes. Hopefully we can ask her.
No, yeah. Yes. I want to reach out to her on Twitter and see if she'll do an interview with us. But Vanessa, she has something in common with you as well. So she started watching Friends during quarantine. She says, I've been binge watching Friends from beginning on Netflix and just got to the episode I'm in. It was my first real acting job. I remember so little because I was so scared. This cast was so kind to me.
Aww.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say she's a Sagittarius or something.
No, she's like binge watching, you know, during quarantine.
So well, Courtney cool. Cox as well, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Courtney said that on, what was it, Conan or James
Somewhere
Corden?
Yeah,
yeah, James Corden, something like that. She's just started binge watching. But yeah, so Kathy, she's in 6 episodes, so she's got a substantial storyline. This is just the beginning of it. So
I'm excited to see where this is going.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely
an interesting love triangle developing here.
Yeah. I want to talk about, though, that whole giving the finger without actually giving it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I remember something, you know, I remember hearing about this when I was younger, yes. And people doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I obviously knew like it meant like giving the finger without giving it, but I never knew where it came from.
Yes. Remember, Jason, when we were taking those photos, I was like, you gotta do this. You're like, what is this? I'm like, you'll see. This is
no, episode. I feel so bad now.
It's like the fist pump and then like the thing on, you know, hands on the neck and then bring your elbows together. Yeah. Give the finger that.
Yeah, I remember like the gesture, but
I love it.
Who would have thought, you know?
It's such a thing. It's such a Friends thing. Yeah. It's just like, it's an inside joke, but it's not to be taken seriously. Like I do it with my friends sometimes. I'm like, here you go. they just laugh.
I did like the way Rachel brings it back and does it to Ross later in the episode too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was funny. I liked it too.
It was good.
I just need them, you know, to get over their differences and get along and get together.
Wishful thinking.
They're too boring when they're together.
Yeah, they're like, you know, the back and forth. I don't know. It's just not right for right now. It's just not right for right now. I would think like they are kind of boring when they are together, but it's just. There needs other things to happen. Like we need to move on, keep going.
I wonder when obviously the show was doing very well and they weren't thinking about the end and how it was going to come to an end. But at some point they have to start thinking we're either going to, we got to wrap this up or someone's going to leave or we're going to get canceled or
yeah.
We need to start thinking about how this is going to end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only season 4 and TV shows hits last longer than that, but
Yeah, they usually last, what, like 5 or 6 or something like that. And then they kind of coast. And so, and this one lasted 10. So they've got a long way to go. But I think in terms of like them two, the banter and the bitter banter, like they can always like, there's keeping the bitter banter there keeps us thinking there could be something like Vanessa, you think. So I think at any time they can be like, they can have a scene where it might change that, you know?
Yeah, so
I think they just keep it there just in case they need to. You know, the show was only gonna last like, you know, a couple more seasons.
Well, hopefully it happens soon.
I just felt
so bad for, you know, Chandler though, seeing it broke his heart seeing Kathy with Joey.
Yeah. Yeah. And then hearing them too, and then having to go spend the night at Monica's while she's sick.
Yeah, like you said, it'll be interesting. It's gonna be interesting to see where this goes. I'm interested to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think it's interesting for Chandler, but you know, it's part of his self-sabotage too. He wants what he can't have.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just to be a realist, like he fell for her so quick, like in one episode, yeah. I don't know how many weeks.
Well, he was attracted to her. And then that first conversation they had was perfect for him. Cause she kind of called him on his BS in a fun way. They had a nice little conversation there and a little spark there until Joey comes in.
I think this is the second time we've seen him like really into someone, because I remember when he broke up with Janice or told him, you know, you need to go back to your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, I guess, his second crush after Janice.
Yeah. The second more like substantial relationship that we've seen him in. Cause he had, you know, Joanna was just like, you know, hook up and stuff. And he's had, other stuff that he hasn't really felt. So we get to see his vulnerable side again. And it's also with Joey as well. So it's like seeing both of them kind of develop into like liking somebody and falling for somebody, and then even test their friendship. So you'll see how it all goes. I mean, she's in 5 more episodes.
Yeah. What's Joey going to do when he realizes that Chandler was serious?
You'll find out. find out. And this attests his loyalty too, because we've always thought Joey's very loyal. So all that is all involved in this Kathy girl. So.
All right.
Did you guys have any favorite lines?
I didn't have anything particular that stood out. I thought the one upsmanship with Ross and Rachel and their dates was pretty funny.
I like those scenes too.
Me too. Just all their funny banter back and forth of he's stealing from you. You're a babysitter.
It was
a nice relief. Like the other two storylines was a nice relief from like the seriousness of Chandler falling for his best friend's girlfriend. So I thought that was nice.
Yeah. I did like the scene too where Joey comes in and Chandler's playing with the duck and the chick. I love that they're just kind of there.
I know. They are kind of there. And we'll continue to see the chick and the duck too. They're out. They're in throughout the whole entire series. So, all right. So coming up in the next episode, Friends with Friends, Chandler crosses the line with Joey's girlfriend, Kathy. We'll see more of that. So if you like this episode, subscribe, leave us nice comments.
And if you like us, follow us on Friends with Friends podcast. Until next time.
See you.